Are you ready? Hey, you think you could tell us what to do? You think you could tell us what to wear? You think that you're better? Well, you better get ready. Bow to the masters.
From the renterswarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, this is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we are back on The Blitz. Hour number two, 713-780. ESPN's your number, 713-780-3776. Or you can hit us up on The Blitz Facebook page. There's also Twitter, at Fred Fowler, F-A-O-U-R, at AJ is the real, at Jon Snow with a zero, not an O, at Degenerates 975. You can also text the show, 713-780-3776, and it's a Tuesday. And for those of you who are being dickweeds on the text line, you're just getting ignored today.
What?
Yeah, because we're going to Vegas tomorrow. I'm in a good mood. Can't wait. I don't think we're ever going to be able to come home because Houston's going to be destroyed in the storm.
Oh, man.
Oh, well.
It's going to be sad.
Yeah, I'll be sad.
It'll be sad to return to the ruins.
Man, we might just have to stay out there for another week.
Yeah.
Because we won't be able to get home. Jerome Solomon this hour, scheduled to join us. And Beth will join us today in the 6 o'clock hour because we'll be in Vegas tomorrow.
You know who else is going to join us in the 6 o'clock hour? Eric Warner.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, we're packed up today, apparently.
Hell yeah.
Oh, yeah, he was watching the eclipse, wasn't he?
He was at the eclipse, yeah.
I'm interested to hear all about it.
Yep.
I wonder how bad traffic was. Because he was in a city with less than 300,000 people or something like that. And there was like 2 million people there.
I know his plane was late. So, or he missed his first flight because of the traffic. So, I don't know. He's landed now. I don't know how bad it was though, but we'll talk to him about it.
Cool. Yeah, a lot of people. I know a bunch of people who kind of went up to places where they could see the whole thing.
Yeah,
and
I'm going to talk to him about it because I don't know if I care enough for that. Like, I don't know if it'd be worth like going somewhere to go see.
Well,
that.
Like the next one in 2024 is supposed to like Dallas and Austin. Then it's supposed to be a full eclipse for like Dallas and Austin and some places over Texas.
Yeah.
I might drive to Austin for that because it gives me an excuse to go to Austin.
Right.
Man, can you imagine how bad traffic's going to be in Austin, even worse than it is right now?
Fine, I'll go to San Antonio. Be that way.
Yeah. Probably a good call.
Yeah. Or Bernie.
I'll go to Killeen.
Yeah. I'll go to New Braunfels. San Marcos.
Yeah.
And go get some of that pizza that I love. So that's it. That's my excuse to go get pizza. Or nine asked, Fred, will Houston be like Waterworld when you're flying from Vegas? I hope not. I'm hoping this thing's not nearly as bad as they say. But this one worries me a little bit because it always seems like the ones that just form right off the coast of Mexico and then nail us are always the ones that do the most damage. Ike was kind of an exception. But because you really don't have that much time to prepare for it. If they're talking about us hitting us Friday, and if it hits us as hard as it might, then, yeah, that could do some damage. I'm kind of curious, too, because I don't know. I mean, I'm not in a floodplain,
right?
But I haven't had a really big flood since I moved. I think I'm okay because it's kind of elevated. But those are things you don't worry about when you live on the 21st floor.
Right.
It's like, yeah, flood all you want. 713-780-ESPN is your number. 713-780-3776. Yeah, somebody says float the river while waiting for it. That would be a cool way to see an eclipse.
Wouldn't be bad, but it's going to be in April.
Be a little cool.
Yeah.
Still. Could do that.
Yeah.
This is Fred, you sure you'll still be alive in 2024? Eh. Hope so.
I mean, it's possible, though.
It's possible.
You could make it that far.
Yeah. I think I'm going to be able to make it, you know, assuming I don't die in a car crash in the city, which, by the way, I had to drive down Westheimer today. And how is it so many people at 2 in the afternoon are just either completely drunk or... And when did red lights become a suggestion in the city? It's like nobody even pays attention to him. It's like, oh, it's been red for 10 seconds. I can make it through. And then inevitably you see accidents.
Hey, man, f*** that.
Exactly. Well, that I'm either going to die that way. No, that's how I'm going to die, is either just some freak traffic accident, or I'll be out riding my bike one day and somebody will plow me in a truck doing that.
Yeah, because you've gotten a lot healthier since we've had this discussion.
Oh, like, yeah.
You don't drink as much as you used to.
Yeah, I still tie one on every now and then, but it's not like four nights a week anymore. Yeah. It's just, you know, weekends I drink.
Right.
I might have a couple of drinks during the week, but
you're probably going to go hard in Vegas, though, right?
I got so much work to do while we're there, though. I don't know.
So lame.
Well, like I said, I might try some product while I'm there.
Okay.
But I'm just trying to figure out if we can make the 9 o'clock tournament tomorrow at Excalibur. Our flight gets there at 7:15.
Yeah.
And we should be able to get checked in and. You know that, and you own that 9 o'clock tournament at Excalibur.
I have recently.
That tournament is your bitch.
It has been recently.
We're already in the 5 o'clock hour.
Yeah,
just me, or did that go by fast?
It's going by pretty quickly.
Yeah. Well,
it's a busy day.
When you do a whole segment on Tiger Woods' penis.
True, but the world was talking about it.
The people wanted to know.
Did you see what Eric Winston had to say today
about Tiger Woods' penis?
He didn't talk about Tiger Woods' penis.
No.
Eric Winston, who is the president of the NFL Players Association, he agreed with Demoris Smith that a work stoppage in 2021 is likely, given the current relationship between the union and the NFL. But he said that players shouldn't care that a strike or lockout might kill the goose that laid the golden egg. He said, honestly, I don't care, and I don't think the guys in this locker room care whether the NFL is going to be around in 20 years, because none of us are going to be playing. So if these guys want to own for a long time, then they can own for a long time, but another work stoppage might kill the golden goose.
I think they've said that every time there's been a work stoppage.
Yeah. Demoris Smith said the likelihood of either a strike or a lockout is almost a, quote, virtual certainty. So, but he says, Winston says he's not worried about it. He says, I'm not going to be around in 20 years. I don't care if there are rookies in here. They're not going to be playing that long. So if this thing dies out in 20 years, it dies out in 20 years. That's not really my concern, and I don't think it's any of these players' concerns in here either. So... he said, the owners locked us out last time. They took the decision to make sure the people didn't have a place to work. They cut off the insurance to our families. They wanted to force an 18-game schedule. What are you supposed to do? Fight back, right? And then Winston says that there's always going to be issues between labor and management, but also said that a work stoppage will be the inevitable outcome unless serious progress is made in negotiations. So he says, my personal theory is, I think they have a stake, or fans think they have a stake in the team. He said, I was blindsided by it probably as anybody in 2011. They don't look at the issues the way we do: wages, hours, working conditions, health, and safety. You could talk about the same thing in a coal miners union meeting as we do in our meetings. I think the fans look at the team and say, that's their team. They have an ownership in that. That's why you always hear fans say, oh, the salary cap, and they think they're kind of the general managers. Obviously, fantasy football and things like that play into it.
You know what? Stop comparing yourself to coal miners. That's just dumb. I'm sorry. And yeah, I think they need to get a better deal. I damn sure don't care about 2020 right now and whether or not there's a work stoppage. But Eric Winston, stop comparing yourself to a freaking coal miner. That's just dumb. I hate when they do that. That's the kind of thing that makes fans not side with players. And I do think the players need to get a better deal than what they've gotten in the past. And that's on Demoris Smith, who needs to maybe shut his mouth too. Get somebody who knows what they're doing in there.
Yeah.
Go get Donald Fehr. Hire him away from the NHLPA. Guy did a pretty good job for baseball.
Yeah.
And, yeah, if there winds up being, it's not going to destroy the game. I think the game is going to get destroyed on its own in time from... you know, it's just everything, every empire dies at some point.
No doubt.
And I think as the country continues, well, unless we get the wall up and people can't come in, You know, I think you're going to see soccer continue to grow in this city, in this country. You know, somebody will come along and be a Tiger Woods or a Michael Jordan in one of these other sports and raise its profile. It's just, and at some point, I think we're a long way off from all this. And so that's why he doesn't care. But it's nice to say you don't care about your sport in 20 years.
Yeah.
832 brings up a good point. It says AJ takes all day drives to get a rib. Can't judge anyone for going out of their way to see the eclipse.
That's true. I get prizes at the end, though.
Well, I'm sure for some people
there's
that was a
payoff.
I'm sure I saw some cool videos that people took.
Yeah. You can do that on, you could just watch the news and see those videos. Like Anderson Cooper had a really cool, like he had someone out there taking a really cool video of what was happening.
Yeah, but you know what? If you take it yourself,
you taste those ribs, and you can, there's no way, there's no video that can tell you what those ribs taste like.
Yeah, but you know what? Once they're done, once you pooped them out, they're gone. That video's forever.
That's true. But I mean, I take a picture of my rib.
Oh, John just sent me something.
By the way, typically I go for brisket, but that's
yeah, cool. But yeah, you get his point though. I think it's fair. That's why I don't make fun of people for standing in line to buy Apple products or whatever when I'm willing to stand in line to buy a beer. It's kind of it, or it. I think it's hypocritical if I start chastising somebody for nerding out on wrestling when I nerd out on Game of Thrones.
Yeah,
it's just different. Okay. Jong sent me a "What food does your state hate?" map. I think almost all of us are going to be in agreement on what Texas hates.
I'm so glad too. I'm so glad I'm in the same mindset as this great state of Texas.
Interestingly,
is it something I hate too?
Oh yeah,
Just wait till we come back. That's sort of a tease.
Okay,
but I think my favorite is California.
You didn't send me this list, did you, John?
No, I wanted you to kind of react to this list.
All right. Yeah. Good.
The problem is with these colors on the map, sometimes it's hard for me to tell what state is what, especially in the Midwest. I get confused. And then on the East Coast where they're all the little states. So you'll have to bear with me on that. But, yeah, I think most people will agree.
Okay.
With Texas. We'll be right back. It's a Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
ESPN 97.5. From the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, this is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5. Here's Fred Fowler and AJ Hoffman.
And we are back on The Blitz. All right. This
before that, Woj just tweeted out saying that Cleveland and Boston have moved into serious talks on a trade centered around Kyrie Irving.
I assume for Thomas.
It has to be.
I mean, what else do they have that could even...
Well, a lot of draft picks, but if you're Cleveland, you're planning for life after LeBron right now, I think Thomas has to be a part of it, right?
I would assume so. Man, it's got to be more than that. It'd have to be Thomas and draft picks,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, you would think.
Because, I mean, Thomas for Kyrie one for one, that ain't going to work for me.
No.
I don't even know who else they have that I would be interested in. Yeah, that's tough. That's a tough sell.
Yeah, because Thomas is only making $6.2 million this year. So we'll have to be a lot more.
How about Isaiah Thomas and Gordon Hayward? Then we can talk.
But I don't think you can. I might be wrong, but I don't think you can trade a guy that you just signed until like December or something.
Oh, really?
Wow. Yeah, John would know better than me on that.
Yeah, I think you have to wait.
All right. So
I don't like this. I mean, the Celtics were good this year. It's beyond me how they were so good. I think they are arguably one of the two or three best coach teams in the league. But from a talent standpoint, I'm not in love with a lot of what they got going. I mean, Al Horford is Al Horford, and he's solid, but not spectacular. And Isaiah Thomas just had a career year. Whatever Isaiah Thomas did, he's still not better than Kyrie.
I mean, I guess you would have to be Isaiah Thomas and maybe like a Jay Crowder and somebody like that. You get somebody back that can play a lot, you know, good defense. I don't know.
If I'm Cleveland, I just say, no thanks. We'll pass.
Yeah.
And just tell Kyrie Irving to suck it up.
All right, so on to our map here. It's from Hater, which is the dating app that matches
people. Hater.
That matches people based on what they hate. So, now, some of these I'm going to tell you are just dumb. Like it says, what food does your state hate? And for Hawaii, it's Coke. Coke is not a food. Coke is a drink.
It's a beverage.
Yes. And Voss water in Alaska. I'm sorry, that doesn't count. But we'll start with Chick-fil-A is what they hate most in California.
Okay.
Which, okay, makes sense. Oregon, fast food.
Okay.
I mean, again, kind of makes sense for those states. In one of your old stomping grounds, New Mexico, chicken nuggets, most hated food.
Okay.
Oklahoma, I don't think you'd be surprised by this. Veggie burgers.
Veggie burgers are gross.
Yeah, and I don't think they have many veggie burgers in Oklahoma to begin with. Florida, and again, this isn't really a food. It's a candy. Licorice.
Oh, I don't like that either.
I don't either, but still. Mississippi, sour cream. Again, not really a food.
I don't like that, though.
Louisiana, cookies with raisins.
Cookies with raisins aren't great, but they're still cookies. It's just that, like, yeah, you think it's chocolate chips, it's extra disappointing. You
can pick the raisins off. I actually kind of like raisins, though. I don't know if I like them on a cookie. Well, if it's a weed cookie, yeah, put whatever you want on. I'm fine with that. Michigan, cold pizza.
Cold pizza's fine for me.
Yeah, I have no problem with that. All right, are you ready? So I disagree with a lot of this stuff, kind of silly. But here's one that I think we can all agree on. Most hated food in the state of Texas? Steak cooked well done.
Well, they're on to something.
Yeah, they nailed that one.
Yeah. Yeah, I'm against that completely. That's a. I don't know who likes that, but there are people who do for some reason. I'm out on it.
Yeah, we've had that discussion before, so I think we're all in agreement. John, you're in agreement on that, right? Well, that's why you sent it to me.
Oh, yeah.
Dustin sent another one, and every state is candy corn, which...
I'll eat candy corn before I eat well-done steak.
Yeah, not a fan. Not a fan of candy corn. What is this brand is the Night King theory that's running around everybody now? What is that about, John?
There's a theory that Bran's gone back into time multiple times and had, you know, warped into the Night King and then became the Night King and now he's fighting himself. It's a theory out there. I don't think it's the right. I mean, I don't know if it's going to happen. I don't think that's the way that they're going to, because if they did go down that road, they would have set up the Night King a little more, like in terms of a backstory.
Well, and Bran a little more. We know nothing about these guys. If you just kind of throw that in at the end, that would be a pretty cheesy plot device, frankly. Which, I mean, I don't know. Mike, I guess, what are your thoughts on a Kobe Bryant movie? Doesn't do much for me.
Like, there's got to be something besides just the sports stuff. Because otherwise, I've already seen the Kobe Bryant movie. It's called Sports.
Yeah. Well, I'm assuming the rape.
The alleged rape, yeah. You mean?
Jeff asked, have you moved on Mayweather yet? I've got it at 430, minus 430 right now. Not sure if I should wait a bit longer, move on at this. I am going to wait until Friday because that's when you'll start seeing a bunch more McGregor money come in as the tourists come in. And I think sometime Friday night, the number's going to get as low as it's going to get. And then I think Saturday, that's when the sharps are going to start pounding Mayweather the other way. And I think the number comes back up. It's my theory. So I'll be betting it Friday night probably. Because I think it's going to get into the 300s.
Man, that'd be crazy if it did. That's value if it does.
Oh, yeah, that's great value. I mean, I think 400 is good value.
Yeah.
considering. Holly wants to know where the hurricane, whose house the hurricane party's at. Well, I won't be at mine, so you guys can feel free to party there. Rudy said, my wife was a well-done person, just now got her to medium this month. Hashtag improvement. Well played. Very well played, sir. Man, did you see the list of potential free agents for baseball next year?
I haven't paid much attention to that.
Some of these guys have opt-out clauses.
Okay.
Just throw a few names at you. Bryce Harper.
He's going to be well paid.
Yep.
Despite the fact that he almost is never healthy.
Manny Machado.
Also going to be well paid. And by the way, like, he started out the season so horribly.
Yeah.
He is picking it up now. And now he's starting to play like Manny Machado.
Here's a guy that you might have heard of, Clayton Kershaw. He's got an opt-out.
I doubt he opts out.
Yeah, I doubt he does too. And if he does, then the Dodgers are going to pay him a bunch more money. Josh Donaldson.
They may let him get away.
Yeah, he's 33 years old. And
he's no longer an MVP caliber player.
Yeah.
But if it's a player option, he'll probably stick around.
No, his is up. His contract's up.
Oh, okay.
Here's a guy who also can opt out. And I bet he does simply because he's been fairly miserable there. David Price.
Yeah. It depends on what they do in the postseason, though, I would say. But so far, I'd say that's a failed experiment.
Craig Kimbrell.
Solid.
Charlie Blackman.
Okay.
Daniel Murphy.
He's going to get some good money.
Yeah. He's 34 years old, though.
Yeah, but he got good at the right time.
Yeah. How about Elvis Andrews?
I mean, he's one of the few guys on that team that's been solid. I'd argue him or Beltre, they're the best players on that team.
He's basically got 4 years, $58 million remaining on his deal, but he gets two opt-out years.
Okay.
So he could opt out. This tells you what a pretty good list this is. Number 10 is Andrew Miller.
Oh, boy. Andrew Miller is a cheat code. I don't care what anybody says. He's more valuable than a lot of starters.
Brian Dozier and Andrew McCutchen, number 12 on the list.
That's a drop.
But that's a pretty strong list of guys who could be available. Doesn't mean they will.
Right.
Zach Britton doesn't even make this list.
Nope. Well, Zach Britton's got one more year.
No, he can opt out too.
Oh, okay.
Because all these guys are either free agents or have options that they can, one of the two can decline. Matt Harvey, remember when he was going to be great?
Yeah.
Gio Gonzalez.
Gio Gonzalez is actually pretty good this year.
Yeah. So, thought that was an interesting list.
We got an update on the Cleveland-Boston trade.
What do we got?
Just like we thought, Isaiah Thomas, Jay Crowder, and picks, and they are working to complete the deal.
Man.
From Woj.
I'm telling you now, if I'm Cleveland, I'm saying no thanks. They better get multiple first-round picks.
But if you're looking at this, I don't think they can get anything better from anybody else around the league.
Then don't trade him.
Yeah.
Matt says you can say that about anyone being the Night King because they haven't developed him. How about the Night King's just the Night King? Well, it's got to be Bran.
It's got to be somebody, though.
Mm-hmm. It's been around for thousands of years.
Man, I don't think it's Bran because I don't think Bran has that kind of an arm.
No, there's no way. Although he's probably had to develop his arms.
That's true.
So,
although it's not like he's been wheelchairing around.
He has been lately.
He's been getting drug around.
Well, lately he's been wheelchairing.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't know what to make of Bran. I don't know what his use is. And, but I think that's I don't want to say it's a stretch, but it sure seems like we're trying awful hard here with that.
All right, guys. If you want to spend more time outdoors in your backyard, but you're thinking, man, my patio looks like crap. My pool deck is gray. It's ugly. It's just not as fun to be out there. It's not an enjoyable entertainment space. Call the pros at Allied Outdoor Solutions. Let them hook you up with a carved stone overlay that will give you the look and feel of real stone over the top of your existing surface, because it's going to cost you a lot to tear all that out and start from scratch. Carved stone is troweled, hand-carved, custom-colored for your home. It looks great. It's twice as strong as concrete, and Allied stands behind it with a 7-year warranty. If your backyard's currently a blank slate, Allied will build that space from the ground up. Whether you want a functional concrete patio or you want an outdoor kitchen and patio cover, go big boy. They can do that. They'll help you on residential and commercial projects, and they'll help you save money. 0% financing for up to 18 months. The company's Best Picks report certified each of the last 5 years. These are the kind of people you want to do business with. Stop by the Allied Outdoor Solutions showroom, I-10 in the Beltway, or check out the Carvestone Projects photo gallery at AlliedOutdoorSolutions.com. That's AlliedOutdoorSolutions.com, or give them a call for a risk-free estimate. 713-465-0400 for Allied Outdoor Solutions.
That.
To call into the HRNP listener line, dial 713-780-ESPN. ACA could be tweaked, reformed, or repealed in the future. But for now, employers must comply. Visit HRP.net for help.
Behold the king. The king of kings. On your knees, dog.
Howdy, Houston. Dave South here. Sports!
And we're back on the Blitz, and you know what that music means. It's time for Houston Chronicle Media superstar, Jerome Solomon. What's going on, Jerome?
What's up, brother man?
We're just sitting here contemplating this Irving to the Celtics trade. What are your thoughts on that?
Yeah, that one, trying to process it quickly here and now. I mean, obviously, the general rule that you learn in NBA is whichever team gets the best player in the deal gets the best part of the deal.
I literally off the air, Fred said, I don't know if this team, if this makes the Cavs better. And I said, no, if you're trading away the best player, you're losing the deal. And the Cavs are trading away the best player. I don't know about you, Jerome. I say if this is the best offer they can get, don't trade him. You know, Kyrie Irving can't force a trade.
No, he can't, and he can't go anywhere either. So, you know, he can't go anywhere. He can't force a trade, and he's under contract for a couple more years. Like, dude, suck it up and play. I mean, you know, you don't want a malcontent necessarily, but I don't think he's showed that kind of character. You know, whatever he's going through here over the last couple of months is, you know, and maybe they saw some of it during the season, but he doesn't seem like he's that bad of a guy that it will be that much of a problem. Like I say, when he's the best player, you just can't do it. The only time that you trade the best player in a deal where you get something good is you're pretty sure you're getting a number one, two, or three. And by that, I mean the first, second, or third pick in the draft. And, you know, and Hakeem Olajuwon's coming out. Right. Something is coming out. Not what they get in the draft most times this time, and we don't know what the Celtics are giving up in terms of those picks. So it seems a little shaky. And you're like me, AJ. I'm not a huge fan of Isaiah Thomas. I'm sure. I mean, he's a nice little player, but that's about it.
I mean, I think he's coming off a career year. I don't think he'll ever have a year like we just saw him have. He's never going to be Kyrie Irving, in my opinion.
And he can't defend anybody.
Right.
You know? Not that Irving does defend anybody, but he can.
He's a more capable defender than Isaiah is.
Right. Isaiah is not, he doesn't have that ability. So it's an even worse move when LeBron James leaves.
Yeah.
Next offseason, it's going to be really bad.
And by the way, why wouldn't LeBron leave if all he's got to work with is Kevin Love and Isaiah Thomas?
Did Jerome just die?
Jerome, are you being attacked?
Yeah.
Oh, no.
It sounds like he's been killed.
I'm here.
Oh, there you are. Okay.
Can you hear me?
Yeah, it sounded like you were getting roughed up.
Yeah, we thought you were dead for a second. Thank goodness you're all right.
Oh, that's happened before.
I assumed it was the police.
That's right. I'm black. I get it.
Oh, geez. So, You been out to Texans camp yet or practice now? It's no longer camp?
No, they were too early in the morning.
Oh, I was going to suggest, please tell your coworkers to quit asking if they're going to use a two-quarterback system. Can we please kill
yeah,
that?
Yeah, they must have been working on a story. Bill must be working on his story.
I wasn't going to call him out, but John mentioned him, so I had to. But
yeah, I did not mention
the long and rambling question on top of
it. I didn't see or hear it. I read it on the transcript, and it's one of those things too. If they were considering doing that, he's not going to announce it now. Anyway, it will be the kind of thing where they're in the middle of the third game against the Patriots up in Foxborough, and all of a sudden, here comes Deshaun Watson in the middle of the second quarter. You go, whoa, what was that? The freak Bill Belichick out or something. So, yeah, that's not really on the table.
Hey, we haven't heard much on the Rockets and Melo front. Is that thing just been pushed aside, not going to happen now, or what?
My understanding is the Rockets are waiting on the Knicks to go ahead and try to make this happen, and it's a tight squeeze and finding another team to do it, and they've got some maneuvering to make it happen, but Carmelo still wants to come. The Rockets still want him. They can't say it publicly, and it's just a matter of the Knicks going, well, okay, we'll do whatever it takes to make this happen. And it's kind of in that situation where you're talking about with Kyrie. Like, the Knicks are like, well, why would we just do it just to do it, But Carmelo Anthony might be much more of a problem sticking around if he's not happy to be there than Kyrie Irving. But, you never know.
I just saw a tweet from our buddy RJ Bell. It says, trusted Vegas source, Mayweather seriously considering betting $5 million on himself to beat McGregor.
That's funny. And that would just strictly be for the fun of it.
Yeah.
What's his take on this fight?
He'll make $100 million, probably more.
Probably closer to 150.
What he's talking about doing is taking 5% off the top and putting it back on the table.
Yeah.
For the heck of it, come on. He would be doing that literally for show, and not for money.
We might want to pay that to the government first. That would be my humble suggestion.
He got. Nobody cared about the government. He's given a lot of money to the government already, and they still want more. That's how they do it, black man.
White people have to pay that too.
No. White people pay that too. Trust me.
That's not just oppression. Everybody's on that thing.
I'm lucky I can still sit down from what those people have done to me. So.
No, it is different for a guy who fights for a living like he does instead of runs a business where he can hide and fake his money, or a non-profit business like, the NFL or something.
Yeah.
You got to get some smart tax people. With the kind of money he's made, he should have figured out some things by now. But I can only imagine how much money has been stolen from him.
Oh, yeah.
Over time, by people who just decided I'm going to take it because he won't be able to know, because he has so much of it and it comes in such large chunks, and it's in boxing, which is the dirtiest business on the planet when it comes to sports, but he keeps rolling. It's like, what incentive does he have to, to be frugal when he can step out and make $100 million to fight a guy who has no chance?
Exactly.
Hey, what a country.
Speaking of the NFL, what did you think of what Eric Winston had to say about it? Basically, it's a given that there's going to be a work stoppage in the next few years.
Yeah, they're posturing. I mean, that's what these people do in this situation and stuff. The only way that they see it right now, because they're angry and upset, but they have to make the players feel better about them by saying, we're standing up for you, et cetera, et cetera. It's so far off in the future, and if they're smart, they'll figure out a way to make it not go through that, because the players can't win. They can't win in public opinion or in negotiation, just because there's only one owner in Houston of the Houston Texans. There's 53 players, and the biggest problem with it, and people seem to lose it, because they don't. Nobody ever explains it completely, generally speaking. But when they talk about, your window for earning money is short, et cetera, the real reason behind it is, say right now, they went on strike and there was no season this year. People go, oh, that's okay. You just have another year and you come back and play next year. You didn't lose anything. Well, yeah, you did, because all of these players in college who will be coming out next year will add to the list of people that need spots and need jobs. So a lot of players will be affected by not getting to play the 1 year they would have been able to play in the league. You know what I mean? It's so work stoppages are huge when it comes to the NFL. Just, it's an amazing thing. It's not the same in baseball, because baseball takes this season off and they come back next year. The Astros 40-man roster will still be about the same, right?
Yeah.
It wouldn't change because everybody that can play is on it right now. And the next guy to get on it, is in junior high somewhere maybe or whatever it is, So that's the difference. In basketball, same thing. I mean, a couple of guys will move in. But, man, football, it just doesn't work that way. It's a bad business for players because of the injuries they take and what they sustain. And the owners have hands. And I think they always will.
Jerome, I have to ask you, many of our listeners want to know your opinion of the most important sports story of the day. Have you seen Tiger Woods' penis, and how would you rate it?
Thank God I haven't been on the internet. Why is Tiger Woods' penis out there?
Lindsey Vonn's phone got hacked, and he had sent her some nudes. So he took a selfie.
No, I won't be clicking on any link that says.
I'll text you. Don't
Tiger,
worry. Yeah,
Tiger
yeah.
Tiger Woods or any. I'll put a self-imposed embargo on Tiger Woods links for the next few months, just so I can avoid. I don't need to see that.
I'll text you. I just want to know what you think about it.
I have one. You know what I mean?
Yeah, but you don't have tigers.
Mine's all blood.
That was well done. That was well done. I also was.
This is mixed.
Of course it is. You know what happens on this show. Come on, man. I also kind of wanted to get your opinion on Lindsay too, especially the snow boot she's wearing in her nude photos. But
wait a minute. There are nudes of her?
Oh yeah,
yeah. Oh yeah.
It's like 15 nudes of her and one of Tiger.
Yeah. I might accidentally catch some Tiger. Now, Lindsay. I've known Lindsay a long time. Lindsay is fine. Well, I mean, she's healthy.
So you're fine. Saying you've already seen it? So
yeah, she's very impressive.
Well, now you can see her in all her glory, but you may have to see Tiger Woods' penis to get the prize.
I feel like I'm violating her. If she's not willingly sharing that, somebody hacked
We shouldn't encourage that.
That there's something really wrong about people that do that kind of stuff.
Agreed, what about the tiger? With the tiger, is that okay for them to share that?
No, it's just wrong. It's a violation of people's privacy. What was the site again?
It's celebjihad.com.
Okay, because yeah. I want to make sure I don't go there.
Yeah, you definitely don't want to go to that website.
It's J-I-H-A-D.
Well, I think Lindsay may have changed a little since the last time you saw her naked, so.
She's dating a little Tiger Light. You seen that guy that she's messing with who plays for the Rams?
No.
Yeah, he's kind of Tiger like.
He's like Tiger
young,
like Tiger,
young Tiger.
Tiger but yeah. Broke.
Yeah, he's a yeah, he, well, yeah.
And with with a bigger driver.
He's like a practice squad guy. But now you're saying I'm not even going. I'm not playing a game with you, Fred. Nice try, though.
Yeah, you're no fun.
You almost sucked me into that one.
Never mind. I was.
That can't go anywhere good either.
Yeah, that was about to go down an even worse path. I think on that note, we should call it a segment.
Wait on your girl to come in. She'll be in shortly.
Yeah, exactly. She'll talk all about the sucking in. All right. Thanks, Jerome.
All right, fellas.
See you soon, man. Easy. All right. Quick break. We'll be right back. It's the Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
From the Red
PantersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, this is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5. Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we are back on The Blitz. Download the ESPN 97.5 app available for your iOS or Android device. Stream all your favorite shows live on the go or just listen to them at your convenience with our on-demand podcast. Just search ESPN 97.5 in your app store and download today. Don't have an iPhone or an Android? You can stream us on any smart device at the all-new ESPN975.com. Soccer Matters with Uncle Glenn Davis at 7 o'clock tonight.
Uncle Glenn!
And, let's do the Zadok Jewelers Gem of the Day.
The Gem of the Day. It's the Gem of the Day. The Zadok Jeweler Gem of the Day.
All right, we're going to be on a Southwest flight tomorrow. Hopefully this won't happen. A couple accused of engaging in sexual activity on a Southwest flight Saturday were met by Las Vegas police upon landing but aren't facing charges. On the flight from Atlanta to Las Vegas, crew members confronted the passengers and told them to stop, but the passengers continued their activities. Police were called and met the passengers when they landed about 8:10 a.m. Wow, that's going at it early, right? Apparently, they just couldn't control themselves, said a McCarran International Airport spokesman. They were all over each other. Nobody on the flight wanted to file charges. Las Vegas police lieutenant. Well, they must have been. The flight crew left and did not even file a statement, so we have nothing to charge them with. They were identified, and all the information will be turned over to the FBI. Southwest Airlines apologized to other passengers on the flight for the couple's actions.
All right.
I can't imagine what they were doing, but I have seen like a couple where they cover the girl with a blanket and guy was clearly, you know, letting his fingers do the talking. I've seen somebody do that on a flight before. Don't really want to see it, especially considering they weren't kind of gross, but I can't imagine exactly what they were trying to do here.
I can imagine.
Well, but nobody ratted him out.
Yeah.
So, I guess that...
It must have been good.
It's the only thing I can think of. Regardless, that's your Zadok Jewelers Gem of the Day.
The Gem of the Day. It's the Gem of the Day. The Zadok Jeweler Gem of the Day. God, what a brilliant piece of songwriting. I don't know how I haven't gotten a Grammy or something like that yet. You know what I do have? I have the answer to cleaning your floors. Your floors are gross. I'm not going to lie to you. You've got a bunch of people coming through your house because it was summertime, and it's felt those effects. It's a great time to get your carpets and tile floors cleaned with Dirt-Free Carpet Cleaning. The summer special still going on for a limited time only. Dirt-Free will clean one room free and give you a $100 free speed dry with any purchase. You heard that right. A free room clean with a speed dry with any purchase over $120. The free room can be carpet or tile. Don't miss out on this, guys. The other carpet cleaning companies, they're leaving behind too much water, soapy residue, unhealthy chemicals that trap dirt and allergens that can make your family sick. Not Dirt-Free. Give them a call, 281-DIRT-FREE. They've been doing it for over 30 years, cleaning upholstery, floors, even your air ducts, and they're doing it all without toxic chemicals. 281-DIRT-FREE. Tell them you heard it here on ESPN 97.5, and they'll clean one room free with any purchase and throw in a free speed dry. That's 281-DIRT-FREE. 281-347-8373 for Dirt-Free Carpet.